In Amsterdam, she was able to promote her groundbreaking studies of insects and their life cycles, illustrated with exquisite works of art. At the time, many people believed that insects emerged fully formed, spontaneously from the earth, that somehow they were born out of the mud. But Maria explained and painted their life cycle, their metamorphosis from caterpillar to chrysalis to butterfly. She not only explained that process, she showed which plant species each butterfly species was dependent upon. This book revolutionized the study of insects in Europe, but it also helped Maria raise the funds to embark upon a journey to study the more exotic creatures that she knew she would find in the tropical regions of the Dutch Empire. Seduced, like so many others, by the Dutch Republic's connections to faraway lands, in 1699, Maria Sibylla set sail for South America and the Dutch colony of Suriname on the tropical Caribbean coast. Maria Sibylla spent 2 years exploring Suriname, sketching and painting local plants and animals. Many of them were previously unknown to Europeans. Her work encapsulates the spirit of curiosity that helped fuel a scientific revolution. Just like the Dutch in Japan, the story of the British in India began with their merchants operating very much on the margins. Obliged to flatter the local princes and the Mughal emperors who ruled them. But this story would mark a profound shift from the age of discovery to a new 19th century age when Europe's imperial ambitions came to dominate the globe. That shift from trade to rule was captured in the work of two artists from different sides of the encounter.